You're listening to the show about mushroom keys and mayonnaise-less BLTs. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
You guys can pass through there. And you find yourself... Does anybody remember what's next?
Is it the poop room?
It's the poop room!
Da-da-da-da.
Poop, poop, poop,
and
poop.
That means it's Roscoe's turn. There's a poop room, and if you recall, in the back of it, there's a ladder that goes up into a room where people were sleeping. But for now, you're in the poop room. There's poop everywhere.
Poop everywhere.
I'm going to use...
There's a few people in here pooping.
What?
Aggressively.
A few?
Yeah.
It's gonna. Don't do it. You're gonna hurt. Just don't strain.
Oh, they're straining. They're straining.
No.
I'm gonna use
Birth of a Hemorrhoid. That's what this episode title is called.
Eric, I'm not taking your guff.
Too bad.
I get to give as much guff as I want,
but I'm not guffing. It's true.
I'm gonna use my survival skill to try to chart a safe, clean path through the poop room that right. Everybody else can follow.
It's like the opposite of what people usually use survival for. They try to find the poop. They're trying to avoid the poop. It's like a negative survival check. So it should be the lower you roll, the better. No, I'm kidding. Or maybe I'm not.
That's a six.
No, I'm not kidding. It is the lower you roll, the better.
Yep.
Normally survival is used for finding the poop. But you are trying to avoid the poop.
So bad survival was good.
Exactly, right. Awesome. We got to figure out what was in here and track it. I can't find any. Oh, well, let's get out of here.
So I'm only finding the spaces where there's no poop.
Yeah.
Actually, KT, it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. Yep. I feel like you're not thinking about it.
His character's living in denial. It's just great. Like, that's how he functions in life.
I meant to do it that way. I meant to be bad at that just now.
Scatological denial.
Gross. All right. So you make your way through. Rafina, you do have to get off of the bear at this point because there's a ladder.
Oh, okay. Oh yes. And what does the bear do?
Transforms into a centipede and skitters up the ladder.
And I try really hard not to squish him as I go up.
Oh yeah, no problem. He's very big. So it's easy to see.
The big centipede?
Yeah. You've seen the centipede before. You know it's
big. I know,
big.
So it's okay. Yeah, but it's all right. Still squishable.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Huh?
Happening. Isn't this that centipede that...
Don't act like you've listened.
No, now I'm afraid that...
You just stopped so we would finish your sentence. Isn't this that centipede that...
Is this...
No, because
I
this
know.
Might...
I'm kidding.
There are parts of the podcast that I might have heard that are...
That KT and others have not heard. Yep.
Uh-huh.
That is correct. So you can
never
stop
mind.
Talking.
What the hell is happening right now? Okay.
Well, you're all climbing up a ladder out of the poop room.
I think he's talking about that time we talked about the human centipede.
And Rafina did the worm.
Oh my god.
Well, this is the poop room, so if there's going to be a human centipede, it should be in here.
Oh my god, no!
You don't know what's back further in the room where the light doesn't reach.
Oh god.
Where the light doesn't reach.
Just imagining sculptures. That's all I'm imagining.
Cairns.
Ew.
Cairns leading the way.
Oh my god.
To the deepest recesses of the poop
sheds
room.
Sheds new light on the anger of people named Karen.
I thought you said shits for a second.
Shits new light on Karen.
It does. It really does.
Oh my god, what is moving going right on?
So now you guys are up in the sleepy room.
Okay.
And people in here are still sleeping, but it feels like the vast majority of them are experiencing some of the worst night terrors that could have ever witnessed. But you don't see any major impediments as long as you don't wake anybody up. So, Rafina, how are you guys getting through this room?
You said, what did you say about waking up?
As long as you don't wake anybody up, you'll probably be okay. But it's kind of tight quarters, so it's not a breeze. So tell me exactly.
I wish I hadn't used stealth.
Yeah, and since we just decided that was a rule, you can't use stealth. So,
all right. Well, I guess I'm gonna have to use insight to figure out the best way to not disturb their slumber or aggravate their dreams.
Okay. 18 to insight. Okay. So yeah, you're trying to predict the erratic motions of these people in the throes of these horrible visions or feelings or anxieties or something. And as long as everybody follows behind you in a weird post-poop room conga line, you're going to be able to make it through okay. Rafina sort of ducks around and sort of... It's not the most efficient route from point A to B, but you realize that as she's leading you, like, back around some of the bunks and things like that, some of the ways you would have gone, people are, like, tumbling out and spasming around and fighting with other people sleeping and things like that. So you're able to make it through out of the room.
As we do that, though, I want to... sprinkle mass cure wounds in this room so that perhaps it can help. It send out some healing energy and perhaps help them with their dreams.
All right.
And actually, I feel like this would be better because that's only 6 creatures. Sorry, I thought it was going to be more. That's not mass if it's only 6. Come on!
It's pretty mass.
All right, fine. Well, then maybe they can spread it among themselves if I do 6. All right, so...
Contagious healing.
Exactly, that's right.
All righty. If you're missing any hit points, you also get 7, Rafina, because of your life domain. Nice. And so do they. They get an extra 7. But they'll all gain 18 hit points. And you see 6 of the beings in here sort of settle back down into a softer, gentler sleep. They may be tossing and turning a little bit, but they definitely seem more at rest than they were pre-sprinkling.
I'm sorry, Quick, how many we'll points
intimidate
did you
say? Them.
Abby, you gain 7 hit points.
7, thank you. Okay.
All right. Okay.
So we're through the room.
You guys are almost out. There's only one more room left.
Okay.
Does anybody remember what it was?
Is it another poop room?
How did you know?
Is it just the gambling entry room?
Oh. Someone nailed it. The gambling room.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Who was that?
Someone.
I don't know. Someone else playing with it?
Craig nailed it.
Craig!
I'm not taking any guff tonight, Eric.
Oh, I have to let him say that to me. God damn it. Fine.
Yay.
You don't have to take any of my guff. Abby does, but you don't.
Hey.
It's not your night, Abby. I'm sorry. It's yours and also... Or it's Alex's, but also Adam's.
Yeah.
So yes, this is the gambling room where people were... rolling dice and betting, and there was some fighting going on and things like that, and people were betting on betting, and it would seem very random. Right now, there is sort of open to where you're walking, there are 2 people who are rolling dice back and forth and back and forth, and there's a crowd just gathered around them completely intently. And you... all feel very drawn to what's going on. This is very compelling. So it's very hard for you to avert your eyes. There's nothing physically in your way, but this is just like you want to get in on this action, all of you. So, Bathwack, how are you guys going to get out of here?
I'm going to perform a very compelling pantomime to try to draw everyone's attention away A little dance around the periphery.
Okay.
Since I can see the danger to everyone. I don't know.
All right. Performance.
Pantomime.
I don't know what I'm what am I pantomiming though?
I don't know. We're going to find out once you roll it.
All right. Well, let's see how it goes.
Whoa. 25.
Oh my gosh.
That's a charisma based skill if I've seen one.
You are all in a box. I am on the outside and I'm sliding the box around the dice rolling and out the door.
That is okay. Compelling. Wait,
we're in a box. Why don't you put us in like a ball? So you just roll us
out.
No, because I really like translation. I don't know. You know. We've talked about this.
Sure.
Yeah. You're like, sure. Shut up.
Sure.
Sure.
I don't know about you guys giving each other guff. I don't think I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, there's
oh, no,
I'm so
sorry.
Much guff going on.
No, no, I mean, I could have been saying that shut up to me.
No, but... oh I was God, talking mostly to Adam, to Alex.
No self guff. Jeez.
Right. I retract my guff because a box is more traditionally mime material anyway. So oh, that
definitely
that
true. Hmm. Miming a sphere is less,
less
satisfying.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, everybody's kind of ushered out and passed.
Yeah,
and,
that's what I was thinking.
And your little display there seems to catch the eye of many of the people who had been fixated on the dice game. And instead of putting their gold down on this dice, they start throwing it at you, but not aggressively. Like, here, take my gold.
What the heck?
Good job. Some of them
I'm
clap
not sure
and
I
cheer.
Can stop Will from wow. collecting that.
I'm not going to reach down in the probable poop.
Every room's a poop room.
If there's a poop room,
there was no
you know
boot scrubber outside at the
exactly.
top of the ladder.
There's no little hedgehog or frog that I can wipe my shoes on, so I know no one else is.
Roscoe is definitely collecting any gold coins he can get. How much does he find?
How long do you want to spend?
I'm not stopping to do it. I'm just trying to catch some as I walk.
Okay.
Wow.
You managed to capture.
You
got to
stay in the box.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Is the gold getting into the box? Because
some,
if land,
some of it is.
I'll only because Bathwack's performance in miming was so good.
Uh huh.
Roscoe it goes to reach
box.
For some gold coins, but if they're on the other side, he comes up against the wall and is like, damn.
I like to picture that anytime one of you tries to enter the box, Bathwack just punches you right at where the surface is. It's like perfectly timed to have your fist meet your face right at the surface of the box.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you get 9 gold, Roscoe.
Nice!
All right. I'll add that
wow,
to my inventory.
Nice. And yeah, that was the last room. You guys are out of that and head up the final little side of the wall pathway to the ladder that leads up to that little balcony that leads to the stairs that lead up into the weird fake pseudo house and out into fresh air.
Nice.
You succeeded this demanding skill challenge that I've presented to you.
I love you. Oh.
How many? Wow. How many gang members are out?
Oh yeah, following us or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just roughly.
Roughly, that was from the Zone of Truth. About 20.
Huh. Whoa,
oh, that's great. Where are they going? What are they doing?
They're just wandering off. They don't.
Whoa.
They don't look like in trouble. They're just kind of dispersing.
Yeah.
They're not like stumbling or anything like that.
I'm going to like gently try to catch one. You all right? Are you all right?
And you hear this in your head. This is an Ibish. I think so.
Can you get home?
Yeah, I can get home. It's just down the road. They look kind of confused, but not like completely out of it.
Okay.
You don't have to feel bad about leaving them, I don't think. I think that would be your assessment.
I also said it by way of suggestion, like, maybe that's what you need to do.
Oh, I see. I see. Got it. Well, yeah, they start walking towards where they gestured their home is, just down the road. So you think that it may have worked. So yeah, it's still the morning.
It's the morning. That's
you
so
guys
bizarre.
Wanted to get here early. You went to bed.
Yeah.
Or bed. You rested to get your spells back and were like, okay, let's take down these owl fucks.
Okay. Yeah.
Roscoe, you stayed up all night, probably, I'm assuming. You didn't get up early. That doesn't seem like Roscoe.
Yeah, no. He decided after a late night bender, he was like, you know what? I'm just going to do this now. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Gotta get this over with. Mm-hmm. With Oppo and Ra both dead and banished, or reverse that, does Roscoe get the sense that his debts to the Sooty Gang might be absolved?
Well, I guess I don't know how much Will is told. You haven't really had a chance to explain, I don't think.
Yeah, I haven't really. I just said he sounds like he's having split personality, you know, like right. Split memory or whatever.
So basically, you saw the purported leader of the Sooty Gang disappear, and it seems like their whole place is kind of in chaos right now. So,
yeah,
maybe.
This place is all fucked up. You know, I thought I could settle down here in Bear Toggle. But, I don't know.
It's a lovely place, and also it's a terrible place.
Yeah, yeah. It's lovely and terrible. There's all these splits going on. You said that guy, he felt split, right? Like, yeah. What, there were two versions of him or something?
We've been having a lot of this two sides of things happening at the same time.
I don't like that. I've been trying to get away from that my whole life, this feeling.
What do you mean your whole life?
Do you have that feeling?
What? Nothing. Let's just keep walking.
Who's walking with you? You're a stranger. Where do you think you're going? I need to talk to my friends.
I should say this. As far as I'm concerned, my only mission in this world was to get my dog back. And I did. So.
Let's go back to the hotel and get that guy who pretended to be recording.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, part of me's like, we could have Roscoe leave and I could make a new character. There, maybe like a...
So bizarre. No, I love it though. That's fine. Yeah, whatever you want to do. Bye.
No, of course. Rudy. No. I'll have. There's still some.
Yeah, there's some mystery going on. Yeah.
Still some.
So like, well, I guess what I just said for Roscoe actually is precisely the kind of seed for like he's. His connection with Bear Toggle is like destabilized.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of life that he was making for himself here has kind of been uprooted. He's not quite sure what's going on with the Sooty Gang, but between his dog getting dognapped and seeing the weirdness of like finally actually getting a sense of what was going on with the Sooty Gang, and like, was it everybody in the Sooty Gang who was like exhibiting these weird split?
Not necessarily, but they were all very...
Under the influence of something.
Yeah.
The drugs, I'm assuming.
Just extremely chaotic.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's ready to get out of here whenever... He's not in a rush, necessarily, mm-hmm. but he's, like... You've seen him have these moments of kind of distance in his eyes and just feeling, like, disturbed and unsettled by things. And so that... Whatever's going on deep inside of him that I don't think even he's aware of, like, is what's going to keep him mm-hmm. just kind of going along with you guys because he doesn't really know where else to go.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Well, Will's going to make fun of him. So. He's gonna be like, why is this old guy following us? Or, like, legitimately.
Best. Aww. Well, Will's going to make fun of him.
Because, like, for Will, like, we met you going to this place and we got the key. Our like, journey wasn't even aligned. It was just, like, we coincidentally were going there at the same time. And now we're out. And Will's gonna be like, okay, guys, we gotta go. And he's not even mm-hmm. looking at Roscoe. Like, I just got some information from these people. I think we need to go talk about it a little bit before we do the whole mm-hmm. key thing.
And the bear puts a hand on your shoulder. He's a bear now.
Uh-huh.
And says, don't you think we need him for
the
other key?
What the fuck? Will's just like, wait, he just talks out loud.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Don't you think we need him for the other key?
Do I hear Bernard's voice? Uh-huh. Will faints. Like, Will's gonna like all right, fall over.
Give me a constitution save.
Will's gonna get weak in the knees.
I gotta catch Will.
Constitution save.
It's contractually obligated that you catch Will.
A 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you definitely get woozy and you kind of stumble a little bit. You don't actually pass out, but yeah, Bathwike, you might need to catch him. I need you to give me a deck save.
Why don't you ride me instead?
You say as you're fainting.
Yeah.
Why don't you ride me instead?
All right, yeah, you're with your bonus, you're able to catch him.
Yeah, I accidentally cast Eldritch Blast.
And you've never seen Rufina move so fast. It's like this blur of speed. And she pulls out her flask and a mug and serves some twig tea and sticks it under Will's nose. It's like the fastest thing you've ever seen. And it's meant to help, you know, make him feel better. But it's going to have an effect like smelling salts.
Yeah, he's going to be like, ah!
Yeah, you're back up.
Exactly.
There are little lumps of tomato floating in it.
Oh, no.
Kidney beans.
Yeah. I'm fine. Get away from me.
Are you okay, Will?
No. What's happening? Where are you from?
And he turns back into a Saint Bernard.
What is happening?
Did we all hear the voice and understand it?
Uh-huh. It was just audible.
Well, what's he talking about with the keys? What are these keys you're going for?
It's a long story.
Tell him.
I don't remember.
This is a private conversation.
You're like, his Will, like, why are you still here, old
this
man?
This is a private conversation, he just said. I'm having with my bear brother, apparently, who just showed up again.
That bear's your brother?
Are you doing an impression? Detect thoughts? I'm using all my spells. I don't even have that spell. I think
Oh, you out of slots
for that? Can I detect
that?
Spell on a bear? Let's
detect
see.
Spell.
Detect spell. Where is it?
Sorry, can I go detect beer? I'll be
oh
right
my
back.
God, I want to detect a drink too.
That's pretty good. Break?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to detect poop.
What?
Don't detect poop.
Right, I'm going to try to roll low on my avoid pooping check. What?
Oh,
welcome
what?
To Pork
Wait,
what Fried Dice.
BRB!
So, Bernard.
Oh, yeah. What did I say? Detect
thoughts.
Rather
detect thoughts.
Yes.
Oh, detect beer. Yeah,
detect
that's how it's
beer.
Are you probing?
Mate, what's the surface
are,
thoughts?
Are you wordling? Oh, sorry. You'll have to look that up later on Urban Dictionary. I'm not even kidding.
Wait, for real?
What did you find?
Jeez.
He put the link to the article.
Oh, no.
Derailed again.
Yep. Sorry. Detect thoughts.
There, that's what he wanted us to see.
To beckon it.
See, he really got me in the mood by giving me a gentle wordle.
Gentle wordle.
Listeners, you'll have to go to urbandictionary.com.
Wow.
And find.
That has 14 upvotes and 135 downvotes.
Well, yeah. Now it has 15 upvotes.
Oh. I'm going to flag it. I'm recording this. Please sign in to vote and post your new definitions. I give up.
Do you have an Urban Dictionary account?
Not anymore.
I know the webmaster.
What? Oh, because he's right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Detect
Wait a
thoughts,
minute.
Surface thoughts. Go
that on. Seems like information that needs to be. Is that true?
Yeah.
No.
What the? A cat.
Well, no one knows who I am.
Yeah.
So
no.
It's plausible.
If it's true, Is that a joke?
No.
I fucking hate this.
It's not fair.
Does Eric really believe that? Oh my gosh. Now I'm confused.
There's almost no reason for me to be concerned at all, because, like, well, anyway, I can tell you later. Like, the worst stuff has already happened anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I want to hear eventually.
He's been catfished weekly.
Oh, no!
Every week, but he keeps falling for it over and over again.
And the, like, worst thing has happened.
It's already happened, and will happen again tomorrow.
Oh my god. It's Adam, isn't it? He keeps doing it.
I think it's Abby.
It's Abby!
Well, we take turns posing as each other.
Oh, wow.
To him. And he's always disappointed. Which is interesting, okay, isn't it? Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh my god.
I'm really not sure.
It was just always the wrong situation.
I think it means he's a Switch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, wow. Probably.
Yeah.
Nintendo Switch, right.
All right. I had to educate Abby about what OnlyFans is. Now I have to educate her about what a Switch is.
Haven't I done okay without knowing this far?
Yes.
I feel like it's okay. Oh my god.
I'm looking it up right now.
No.
And then next
week, yeah. I don't
Abby,
know. Maybe
Abby can do a newscast all about switches.
I think this Urban Dictionary definition is probably how you're using it. But maybe not.
I love how much he uses Urban Dictionary.
She warmed me up by giving me a gentle switching.
Person who vacillates between dominant and submissive roles within sexual relations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Or a flimsy tree branch used for whooping kids' asses.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Which I didn't think you meant.
That's one of my favorite jokes in Community is when Troy's grandmother says, "Get me a switch." And Britta's like, a what? what is a switch?
Community's great. I want to watch it
again.
Well,
this is not a Community podcast.
Oh, isn't it? Maybe that's what Alex is looking up right now.
Anyway,
I was looking up the webmaster of Urban Dictionary.
Oh, okay. So we can know for real.
Isaac Childress.
Yes! Craig, you can start listening again.
Okay.
Now listen.
Where were we? It was Bernard. You were talking about Bernard.
Oh yeah.
Detect thoughts.
Yes, detect thoughts.
That should
Bernard.
Have given me plenty of time to think of this.
Surface
it?
Thoughts. I was only doing surface thoughts at first, mm-hmm. and then I'll probably quickly go into the other, whoa. Depending on what's Jeez. Happening. Babe, like this is not expected in uh-huh. what is happening.
Yep.
Like that's weird.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So surface thoughts. As far as you can tell, this is Bernard.
Okay.
He is relieved to be speaking with you.
Okay.
And kind of almost giddily happy.
What Aww. The heck?
Almost giddily.
Why are you smiling, Bear? Why do you look so happy?
He's a dog now.
Dog. Why are you smiling, dog? That's a weird dog smile that you have going on. I didn't know dogs could smile. Why are you so happy?
I'm just happy to be talking to you again, Will.
This is the real world, everyone, right? This is not Barovia. Why are you in a dog body? What is happening? Why are you here?
Rafina, you want to help me?
That's Bernard.
Why do you Thanks, know that Rafina. This is Bernard? What's happening? What has happened that I have been missing out on? There's something going on here that nobody told me about.
Well, how'd you get back, Bernard?
Yeah, I was hoping Bernard would give us a little more information because Bernard wasn't very forthcoming. He just said that he's keeping an eye on us and wants to, make sure you're okay.
What does that mean? What does that
what
mean?
What does that mean?
And why and how long have you known what you were trapped in a mushroom? What is happening? We can't talk about this in the middle of the street. I stare at the old man.
He should come with us.
And around strangers, what? He should come with us.
Did you not hear what that weird crazy Ibish said before he disintegrated?
He was talking about keys. We have the keys. We don't need this guy.
But what did he say?
Keys.
Something about four keys.
Yeah, four keys tied to hidden magic, hidden gods. That has nothing to do with this guy.
He said four keys. I think...
Four keys for four keys.
That there needs to be four of you.
Okay. Well, who's to say it's not Dragon Dinosaur Candy Lady? She's standing on the bridge over there. Who's this old guy?
Yeah, I was just about to say, with Gwen
like
gone,
flowers.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. Are we just going to start inviting randos who walk up to us in the street into our group? Like, oh, hey, let's just...
Do you have a better idea?
Wait, I don't know.
Not allowed to bring Mo back, though? What about Mo?
Yeah, I think Mo is way better.
I like Roscoe. I want Roscoe to stay. I just want to check that we can't add anyone else.
I don't know.
You know, for what it's worth, my nickname growing up was Forky. So I don't know if you're dealing with some kind of, like, divine riddle. And maybe I'm the answer.
I knew it!
Is that... He, like, steely-faced is just like, is that true?
Oh, you want to do an inside check?
Sure. Is that what he says? Oh, you want to do an inside check? I will totally do an inside check. Boop.
A 24.
Holy shit.
Do you want to roll a deception check or no?
No. Okay. But Roscoe was making a joke. He was a bit sarcastic.
Oh, okay. And Will's too stressed out to like even get that it was sarcasm. And he's like, he gets a little embarrassed. He's just like, that's what I thought.
Roscoe, you know you make a note to show Will Toy Story 4 sometime.
Right.
Slaps a couple of googly eyes on his eyeballs.
I'm just making sure Roscoe doesn't have
a copy of Toy Story 4.
Oh, you know what? I don't know if this is, you know what? Pretend I didn't say anything.
Really?
I just, Roscoe was just looking through his bag. He was like, I know I got a copy of Toy Story 4 in here. And then he found something.
Shrek
he was like,
2, Shrek 2, Shrek 2, Shrek 2. Shrek 2. Shrek 2.
And, you guys are looking for four keys. Wait, you already have all four keys, right?
Yes.
We do.
All right, never mind.
Well, Roscoe doesn't know that.
Yeah, Roscoe doesn't know that.
But you have a key?
What? Let's just keep walking.
Wait a second. You have a key? You have a key? What does it look like? What kind of key?
Well, I guess I might be uncharacteristically forthcoming with you right now.
Uncharacteristically?
I heard that too, but I was hoping you wouldn't. I was hoping that I could just keep going.
Please keep going. It's just amazing.
Here's something. I don't know if it has anything to do with you guys. Probably not, because why would it?
Exactly.
But I happen to have this here. And he pulls out a wooden key.
Oh.
Wooden.
It's painted. It's painted. I don't know. Like black.
Wait, are you,
I see
you
a wood key and I want it painted black.
I'm deciding in the moment that it's painted black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this a craft? What is this? A baby toy? What is this?
This is a mysterious painted wooden key. Who's... Hold on. Who's... teeth change configuration every day at dawn.
What?
Very strange. Very mysterious. And I've always wondered where I got it.
Oh my god!
Where I got it from.
Oh my god!
Are they really called teeth? Says Rafina.
Yeah, I think.
How do I know that this isn't just a trick?
He really tried to help us in there. He accidentally shot off that gas that did nothing, and he threw his dog.
He
that
accidentally a... gassed? What?
That was just a fart. I just farted.
So why?
You fart lavender? That's so amazing.
I do.
So amazing.
Oh, God.
Do you want to do another insight check on me? Katie's face is so good, just so fucking bemused.
Will's like inside his head, he does not think this guy is like, he's just like a confused old man from the street. He might have magic or something, but he seems genuinely just too confused to be helpful. So Will's just kind of looking at him like, like, why are we entertaining this person? I don't understand.
I'm telling you, Will, you got to keep him around.
I don't even know if you are who you think you are.
How do I prove it to you?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to plunge your dirty mitts into my mind there for a minute.
My dirty mitts?
Have you seen yourself lately?
Stop!
Oh, it is
wow.
Your brother. That was proof enough.
So, Roscoe is going to say to Bathwack, is he always this distrustful?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And then Roscoe leaves.
Eric, by the way, if you remember where Roscoe got this wooden key?
He doesn't remember.
I don't even. Yeah, I don't. I
where
just
he
have.
Got it. Stick.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He got stick. I, as Adam, don't even remember where he got it. So that's fun. That's probably for the best.
Ooh, okay.
You have a couple things you don't remember where you got it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've got a few things listed here, and I'm trying to remember, like, why did I put this here?
You don't remember.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
You did something. You did something to me.
That's right.
To make the game, to make me more authentic, your authentically Roscoe.
Split in two. Yeah.
I made you work at a severely understaffed place with homeless people today.
Just so I would be too exhausted to remember my yeah. backstory.
I'm a committed DM.
You're such a pal.
That's great.
Wow.
Don't worry, he's playing now. You can go back to work tomorrow.
Oh my god. I think Alex was gonna say something.
No, I changed my mind.
No, say something.
Go. Drink another beer.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Say it.
Yeah, it's all right.
Say it.
Well, you have to say something.
Yeah, I guess you do.
What is Bathwack doing? What does he think about this Bernard creature?
Looks like Bernard to me.
Well, so, oh, I mean, to play devil's advocate, so did that unicorn, right? There was like a duplicate.
Well, I didn't know
unicorn.
That unicorn.
I mean, neither did I. We only had Gwen's word for that.
You guys saw a unicorn?
In a way, sort of. Not really.
Rafina didn't get to, says Bernard. No,
that's... So the rest of you did and I didn't?
Did I get to see it?
Look,
I don't think any of you did, actually. But Rafina really wanted to.
Yeah, Rafina
did. I did really want to.
Look, we've just been walking. We've just been walking along this whole time, right? We're walking back to the hotel.
Well, I keep turning around and you're there, and I'm mad. I keep stopping. Like, this is the pause in the street where you walk away.
Why do you want me to go away? Where do you want me to go? There's nowhere to go.
What? There's a whole city around you. Where did you come from? The street?
I want to throw the dog again.
Don't throw... What?
The dog liked it.
I look at the dog.
He's panting and maybe nodding. It's hard to say. It's very dog-like, but he doesn't seem upset.
Oh. Look. Will, that's your name, right? Will?
Sure.
I think we forgot to introduce ourselves.
Probably.
Yeah, you guys strike me as a group that doesn't really introduce yourselves.
I'm Bernard.
Hey, Bernard. Nice. Are you... What's your deal?
Oh, I'm dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know everybody else's names. Will, Rafina, Bathwack. Well, let me tell you something about Bear Toggle. Bear Toggle is a meaningless place. You come here, you think it might be something special. You think, oh, maybe there's a dam here. Or maybe there's not. Maybe there's a river. Maybe there's all kinds of things here that could change my life. That could, finally give me some purpose, some focus, some clear sense of identity. But you know what? It doesn't do it. No matter how hard you might try, it's not enough. So this Bear Toggle, I don't know. It might have started off in the on position, but it just Bear Toggled off.
And scene.
Just not a good place.
You guys, I think that he is experiencing the dual consciousnesses that we keep seeing people have.
You might think that, but I don't.
Don't say that, Adam.
It was gonna be a fun wild goose chase. Yeah.
Well, I mean, for all I know, Roscoe is. I barely even know what I'm doing. And Eric's like, oh, hi, I see you.
Yeah, he said maybe there's a dam, maybe there's not. Like, right.
Well, that was like, I would like to either...
Retract that statement.
Either you said something about the dam stuff in relation to the splitness that you were hearing, or that's something that he also has kind of was starting to get an inkling about from some interactions. Is that fair to say, Eric?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
That's a question for you, I think. Is that fair to say that you would have maybe relayed some of what you heard in this guy's brain?
Well, I think... Wait, that I've relayed some of what I heard in the other guy's brain? No, he's been trying to get to a place where we could talk about it. So,
well, back when, so you had mentioned just like
talking
briefly
about the dam though, right? Like Rafina's, like our perception of having a split. Yeah. I said that the person remembered two different places. Okay.
So back with that, that might've kind of come out, even if it wasn't fully clear and thorough of a description. I think that, and it was enough to trigger something in Roscoe of like, split. Why is everyone always split? And why is I'm trying to get away from that.
Why would you come to Bear Toggle to find yourself? This place is where are you from? Let me guess, you don't know, huh?
Well,
you confused
know.
Old coot.
Rafina's like, well, so rude.
Oh, sorry, you're old too. I forget sometimes.
That was my real childhood nickname was
Confused Old Coot.
Look, maybe we should just get back to the hotel room.
What hotel room? Are you in a hotel room?
Yeah, where are you staying? Maybe we should go back to where you live.
Look, you're the ones who said you were wanting to go back to a hotel room, okay? I don't know what do you want? You want me to answer your questions right here in the middle of the street? Okay. No. Where am I from? I don't know. Maybe I'm from the circus. Maybe I was in Tivoli. I don't know.
What? Wait a second. Wait, had I mentioned Tivoli? Wait, is that a...
It's very likely you have.
Okay.
But
now
I don't
I'm suspicious. All right. Let's go to the secret place we have. Then we don't have to share any of our, you know...
Well, do you have a place near here, Roscoe?
Me?
Yeah. No, I was talking to the dog.
Well, you're a dog too, so...
My understanding, Eric, is that probably not... Other than...
Okay, got it.
Right? Because that would be a place that he would just kind of do that.
Potentially.
Wow.
I think we had discussed you having a fucking shithole of a fucking apartment. Like an abysmal place. But that's cool. I like your
let's make it. It's a shithole.
Oh, well, right.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
That's why he knew about it. It's just where he stays. Will would be trying to take control of the situation and suggest, I don't know how to refer to it as anything other than the place where we found the tied up the guy that Ricardo Ulysses was pretending to be. Mm-hmm. So that building, that abandoned house or whatever, mm-hmm. where we kind of were like, this could be a place where we could go. So Will's going to be like, let's go there. And I don't know where it is, though. I don't remember where it was.
I don't really remember. Yeah, that's what I was just about to do. Down there somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you all know where it is. We all know where
it
is.
We just know in our bones there. Is.
Yeah.
It's right down the street from the Guitar Center. You haven't been there yet.
Bear Toggle Guitar Center.
Here, I'll make the Guitar Center icon visible. You'll probably never go to the Guitar Center. That was from something else you had said like years ago, Abby.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the Guitar Center in Bear Toggle is? Oh, what do you think you would have said the Guitar Center is?
I'm trying to think it was in the context of the nose harps.
Nope.
Or the...
well, maybe it was. I don't know. Just like if I asked you, hey, Abby, I heard there's a... Or, hey, Rafina, I heard there's a Guitar Center in Bear Toggle. What's that about?
Oh, it's where they sell everything but guitars.
Kind of.
It's a restaurant.
It's you know how, like, guitars, acoustic guitars have the hole cut out? They sell the holes.
What?
That is the center. That.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
why Abby came up with it.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
That's hilarious. I don't remember that at all. That's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
That's so fantastic.
That icon's been there ever since I made this map.
Oh, that's amazing. We just saw the holes. We gotta go there, you guys. It's gotta be amazing. Like, there's probably something magic there.
Oh my gosh.
What's the guitar equivalent of the term munchkin? Strumchkin.
Strumchkin. Oh my god. That's cute.
Strumptuous.
Strumchkin.
All right. So you go back to this abandoned building.
Yes.
And Roscoe's still with you.
Yep, I open the door. This is fine. Will doesn't feel threatened to bring this guy to some random building. Uh-huh. And it's, you know, it's fine. We can abandon it if we need to.
Okay.
We can set it on fire and kill him in there. That's totally fine.
Yeah, very interesting.
Will.
He opens the door and, like, angrily gestures for Roscoe to come in, like, here you go, sir.
I would love for that to be what happens to Roscoe five sessions in. Will just fucking kills him.
All right, that's settled. Now let's talk about these keys.
It would give me a chance to make a simpler character.
No, please. No, I love it. I want to find out. Will eventually want to know some things about Roscoe. Right now, he has
to
had a hard
him.
Day. Yeah, exploit mm-hmm. him. Exactly. Also,
so you guys are alone.
Oh, I want to know.
I want to know.
Yeah, we're alone. Okay, so.
We're alone.
Where are we?
Not in the middle of the street.
So there was the abandoned building. You found
Gorbis?
Gorbis, yeah, tied up in the cellar. And you earmarked this as a place you could go where you don't think you'll be necessarily discovered.
Yeah.
And people won't know you're there.
Right.
You didn't have to sign a ledger.
Yeah, and it's like an abandoned apartment or a townhouse or something.
The ladder,
yeah, because there was a basement at least, so there's multiple floors here. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, anyway, found out a lot of information in that cave, guys.
That was wild.
No, even more wild than what I said. So, you know these Ibish guys that we don't know anything about? Because I've never heard of them before we went to Barovia. Guess what the Ibish are? They're fucking gnomes, you guys. They're gnomes.
What?
Now we're in a world where gnomes don't exist and owl people exist. This is not my home. I need to get back to my home. It is probably terrible here.
Wait a second. Roscoe, do you know what a gnome is?
Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Ooh, so that's interesting.
There aren't gnomes here. They're missing.
And wait, so I know what a gnome is.
Yep.
When is the last time I have seen a gnome?
You can't remember.
I know what a gnome is, but I don't remember the last time I saw one. Well, also, what's home for you, Will?
Tivoli. Tivoli is where I live. And in this place...
Hey! Tivoli!
Do you know Tivoli?
Yeah, I remember being in Tivoli.
I don't believe you. Do you, you've heard of it and you've been there.
Sure.
Okay, this is bullshit with that expression you have on your fucking face.
Insight.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes you don't want me to roll in these conversations, but that's
no,
fine.
No, sometimes I don't remember that rolling can happen.
No, sometimes I specifically ask and
24
you say,
plus one from your luck stone is 25.
Yeah, 25.
You don't think he's lying.
Roscoe has been to Tivoli. Okay. What do you remember about Tivoli? Assuming you're from this world, what's it look like?
Well, I remember Tivoli being pretty nice town.
Okay, correct.
I remember Tivoli having businesses.
Yes, it does. I
remember Tivoli having organized crime.
Oh, like every place.
And a brothel.
Like any decent nice city would have.
What else do I remember? I remember. Yeah, what was that place called? Yeah. The Nutsack.
Okay, you remember that one specifically. Now I know more about you than I probably ever need to know. So it's good that you're verifying that Tivoli at least exists here. How big is it? Is it as I remember? Is it bigger than this town or smaller?
Tivoli. Yeah. Size.
Oh my god, Eric's typing. Programming the Eric computer.
Oh no, I'm just writing the preface for Abby's new novel that she's gonna write.
Oh really?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Tivoli, does it seem, as you remember it, is it as big as Bear Toggle, or is it like fucking, is there something wrong with it?
Oh. Bear Toggle? Oh, man. I'd say that Tivoli is a bit smaller than Bear Toggle, but it's got kind of a big city feel. It feels big. It's got a lot going on. It's a fun place. I remember it being fun. I remember You can have a good time in Tivoli if you don't mind getting your hands dirty a bit. Ooh. You know what I mean, Will? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. All right.
I also think that it would make a good pasta.
The town? The city itself? Or that we make good pasta? Or
no, I just think the name would be good for a pasta.
Maybe, but this is all good information to have because I was a little worried. Now I'm not so worried. Okay.
What were you worried about, Will?
Well, I was worried that maybe I was in the wrong place, although I guess I still am since Ibish are here. Do you remember any Ibish in Tivoli?
Not really, no. Now that you mention it, Ibish? Tivoli? Uh-oh.
Adam's well, like, I mean, when can I go to sleep?
Will looks around. Yeah, I know, poor Adam.
So some of these answers are just like Eric like communicating with his head to me, like, yeah. And I'm just like, some of them all cards on the table, like, obviously everybody, Eric is feeding me these answers, and I'm just like stalling until
it's amazing.
Oh my god,
I wouldn't want to ask any more like deep information though. Like,
no, go for it. We're on a roll.
No,
here.
More
what's
like
Tivoli's GDP.
Will would not want to.
Main export.
We grazed across the organized crime stuff, so he's feeling pretty good.
And that stuff, by the way, I fucking remembered myself.
Nice. Thank you.
That was because of listening and because of you talking to me about Will.
Too many times.
Too many times. Shut up. And now I
But those are all the details I remembered. I was like, I dug deep and I was like, it's a town with businesses.
That's about right.
Businesses.
Unlike Bear Toggle.
There's
no businesses at all.
They just got regular businesses here.
Yeah.
They got businesses.
All right. Well, maybe you're invited into the club for now, because I would love to hear that Tivoli exists every so often.
Wait, we have a club? Yahoo!
Yeah, it's us. Rafina and Bathwack and Will.
We're a club!
Aren't you guys called Shimi and the Shim Shams?
Oh, Shimi! Oh, shit! Where did he go? He was kicked.
You sent him out into town. He's fine.
But, okay.
We'll scoop him up.
Okay.
Let's get this conversation over with. Shit. It's taken us long enough to get here.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah.
No, you're right. Let's go find Shimi. Let's just go walk around for another 20 minutes.
No, Will. Ask me one more completely irrelevant question about the Tivoli that I can answer myself.
All right.
This is KT's wet dream right now. Ask me a question about Tivoli.
Well, I have to think of things that I don't know about Tivoli so he can invent them. That is rough.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is exactly like the reverse survivor role. You want to
exactly
get a low
like
Tivoli check.
Well, it could just be... What was your favorite restaurant there?
My favorite restaurant in Tivoli. Oh, I wasn't eating out much when I was in Tivoli. I was
too busy eating out.
Ooh, I can't just spending your money where you want.
Well, actually, I was happened to be doing some intermittent fasting.
Oh, okay.
But I do recall my favorite looking restaurant. It had this great glowing sign. And it was called, I don't know, Carmine's. That was what the sign said. It said, I don't know. gone.
Do I remember this restaurant?
The story goes
that
the restaurateur was angry when the sign maker charged him for four words and three dots. The I don't know was not supposed to be part of the name.
It did turn out really good for business, though, says Bernard. It was very, very memorable name.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever try the gabagool?
Did I try the gabagool? No.
Aw. He didn't try the gabagool, Will.
He didn't try the gabagool. Hmm.
Have you ever read gabagool, Bathwack?
What?
He hasn't had gabagool.
Is that food?
Gabagool is how Southern Italians pronounce capicola on the East Coast.
Oh.
Oh, really? Oh, that's hilarious.
Gabagool.
Capicola.
Oh, so it's real.
Yeah.
I thought it was fake.
Well, I mean, gabagool isn't food.
Yes, I understand. But it's like in the office when Michael's like,
yeah,
I'll have the gabagool.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? Because it's not real.
Yep.
That's cool that it's based on something, though. Yeah. All right. Capicola. So wait, he said he had gabagool?
No.
Wait, he didn't have the gabagool.
No,
wait.
I guess he had been intermittent fasting.
Yeah. Mm.
The gabagool doesn't have... It's surprisingly light on the calories. Anyway, none of this matters. Ah. The Ibish are gnome. Like, gnomes are Ibish. What does that mean? Guys, all right. So now we have four keys, right?
Wait, how do you know that gnomes are Ibish?
Because that's what the... Okay, in his head, I was in his head. I was in the guy's head. I was in the Ibish's head that was talking and screaming. You know, the one that finally talked at the end?
With that German/Russian accent? Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. He said a lot of stuff. I mean, like, I saw it in his head. And, yeah, he was having the split memory thing. He's remembering two different times. I just gathered it from him that he was a gnome in the other life, I guess, in his other life. He had another life.
Does this mean that wherever there are gnomes, there aren't Ibish?
You've never seen them in the same room together.
Yeah, I had never met an Ibish before Barovia. And now we came back to this place full of Ibish and no gnomes. But the gnomes were in this book, and I fish it out, and then I realize that I'm carrying a giant mushroom in a coat and a book, and I'm like, these things are both freaky.
Wait, does the wooden key fit in the book?
Oh, God.
Mine?
Yeah.
Does it have a lock on it?
You want to make sure you're useful? Yeah, there is a lock, isn't there? But I think Gwen said words to it before. Does it have a key? Okay, I look at the book.
It does have a keyhole, yes.
Oh, it has a keyhole. All right.
She spoke them into the lock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, give me that baby teething toy.
Look, we can try to see if it fits in the hole, but if it does, that would be enormously lucky, because like I said... The teeth change configuration every day at dawn.
And if it fits, wouldn't that mean that you're supposed to be with us for some stupid reason?
Maybe, but if it doesn't fit, does it mean the opposite?
Yeah, maybe I get to kick you out.
Maybe we have to try every morning.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I just have forever to stay with you until it does fit.
Oh, that's great. I just dug myself into a hole, and then you leave? Yeah.
And then I leave. All right, so let's try. It's the moment of truth. Hmm. The agreement being that if it doesn't fit, I get to stay with you one more day.
Wait a second. I thought it was that if you fit, you get to stay.
Oh, either way.
No.
That's cool.
Either way, you get to stay? Bernard, stop being on his side.
He should stay.
Oh, God. What, are you going to listen to a bear?
I'm telling you right now.
I'm a dog.
A dog?
The day that this key fits into that hole, I will leave your life forever.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. I grab the key.
I promise. Do you believe me?
Why would you promise that? That's weird. Don't you want to be with us for whatever reason?
Well, I've known you for what, 3 hours?
Yeah.
You won't stop following me through the streets, will ya?
I'm bored! I'm fucking bored!
Just all put right. The fucking key in the hole!
Do we have a deal?
The deal seems to be that you stay no matter what!
No, I promise you.
So if you unlock it, you will leave. Rafina doesn't want you to leave either.
I don't either.
The day that it fits, I will leave, all right? Well, maybe.
See, the reason I've been having him promise all this is because I was just building up to an O.J. Simpson, like, it won't fit
mm-hmm,
joke.
Mm-hmm.
But...
You just, like, won't hit the hole.
Yeah.
Clink, clink.
If it won't fit, you must have quit.
But it strikes me that maybe for the story, there's a chance that I guess it might.
Hey, you're playing a character.
And then we see what happens. Adam, you think I'm going to let you leave? God. No.
He's hoping.
Yeah, I know.
Me not get to go to bed.
Doesn't you not have to do another skill challenge like that? Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's just see if it fits. And then we'll decide what the deal is after.
Will hands him the book because he sees this guy as no threat, and he also is pretending that the book isn't that important.
Okay. All right, you're holding a hefty tome, Roscoe. There's a lock with some symbols carved into it. And a hole.
I breathe on the wooden key. I wipe it on my mustard shirt.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't remove the stain.
Damn it!
It spreads it a little bit.
Oh, no!
You wouldn't think it'd still be wet at this point, but...
A perpetually wet mustard stain.
And now there's mustard on the key.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, God. Where did Roscoe get fresh mustard? All right, I try to put it in the lock.
Okay. The key slides into the lock.
Oh, shit.
And you turn it, and the clasp clicks open.
Oh, my God, oh, my God!
All right, that is legitimately shocking.
And we're going to find out what's inside the book next time on Pork Fried Dice, because I have to write it.
And will Roscoe leave?
Oh, my God.
We have to plan a going away party for Roscoe.
The next day is going to be the longest day.
No, see, the fact that the key matches now, Will want you around. And now Roscoe's going to be like, well,
we made a deal.
We made a deal. I gotta go. Will's gonna be like, no, obviously, there's a reason that the key fit the book. You gotta stick around.
Guys, KT's gotta be so happy about how well they were able to imitate Roscoe's voice.
I love Roscoe's voice. It's great.
And now there's gonna be mustard stuck in it in the lock, so we won't be able to reclose it. It's just gonna be broken forever.
That's gonna dry off in there. We got a problem.
You know, once I had some Junior Mints melt in my purse, and they got all over my house keys, I put my house keys into my house. This is when I was in, like, grad school. And not knowing that they were covered with melted Junior Mints.
Way.
And for like
you
weeks,
even
we couldn't
Oh my
You like
God.
Reached into a glob of Junior Mints and just shoved it into your door.
Did you have to like clean it or something? Or did you have to replace the whole thing or something?
It did not have to be replaced if I remember correctly, but I do remember the neighbors being very confused about why they couldn't get their key in.
You had to just keep sucking on the keyhole until you got it all out.
Like sucking poison out of a
Junior Mint out of
a tastier.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.